Alright, folks. Welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of Stoic Wisdom for a killer day. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, this one's hitting close to home. We're talking self-care, that magical unicorn everyone throws around, but nobody really knows how to tame. Ever feel like you're running on empty, jiggling a million things, and your mental health is taking a backseat? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. In today's world, where deadlines are breathing down our necks and social media is constantly vying for our attention, it's easy to neglect ourselves. We push through exhaustion, grab whatever food we can find, and forget to even breathe sometimes. But listen up, self-care isn't some pampering luxury, it's a non-negotiable necessity. Think of your mind like a high-performance engine. It needs the right fuel, regular maintenance, and occasional tune-ups to run smoothly. Without those things, you're just begging for burnout, frustration, and a whole lot of negativity. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care and become the champion of your own mental well-being. First up, define your own self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about understanding what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Maybe it's a morning walk, journaling, listening to music that moves you, or spending time in nature. Find what recharges you and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. You know that feeling when you've been working on something for hours, your brain is fried, but then you take a 50-minute walk outside? You come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle anything. That's the power of self-care tailored to you. Second, make time for it. This is where the rubber meets the road. Life gets busy, I get it. But here's the deal, if you don't prioritize self-care, you're essentially saying that everything else in your life is more important than your well-being. And trust me, that's a recipe for disaster. Schedule time for self-care like you would any other important appointment. Put it on your calendar and treat it as sacred time that cannot be broken. Third, learn to say no. This one's tough, but crucial. We tend to overcommit ourselves, saying yes to everything even when we're already stretched thin. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. Learn to politely decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. You're not responsible for everyone else's happiness, focus on yours. Fourth, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a powerful mood booster and stress reliever. Even a short walk can make a difference. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply stretching. Get that blood flowing and those endorphins pumping. Finally, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. This helps to calm your mind, reduce anxiety, and increase self-awareness. You know, like when you're sipping your coffee in the morning and really savoring that first sip? That's mindfulness in action. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, your inbox is overflowing, and you haven't slept well. The temptation is to grab that extra cup of coffee and plow through the day, ignoring the red flags screaming at you. But then, remember what we talked about. You take a few minutes to stretch, practice some mindful breathing, and even listen to a song that uplifts you. Suddenly, you feel more focused, energized, and ready to tackle the day. Boom. That's self-care in action, transforming your Monday from a potential disaster into a productive and positive experience. So remember, folks, prioritize yourself. It's not selfish, it's essential. Implement these 5 key takeaways, experiment with different self-care practices, and discover what truly works for you. And trust me, when you invest in your mental health, you'll reap the rewards in every aspect of your life. Ready to level up your mornings and conquer your day? Then hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks, so let's keep supporting each other on our journey to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Strong Starts.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.